This is the Happy Station, broadcasting to North and South America on 9,955 kilohertz from 1 to 155 UTC and from 15 to 1555 UTC.
Meyer and the Happy Station song beginning this special edition of the show. And for special programs, I'm planning to use that song so people will know that it's going to be something special. Well, hopefully every show is special. Now, last week on April the 9th at 15 hours UTC, well, it seemed that the show for 1 hour UTC was reused. And that was a mistake on my part because I downloaded a new software to upload to an FTP server, and I made a boo-boo. So this show is now going to be used on the 16th of April at both 1 and 15 hours UTC. Keith Powell here with you all the way in Taiwan, and like I said earlier, it is a special program because my special guest over the next 55 minutes is Frank Ifield. Now, some of you will remember that name because in the 1960s, and 70s, he had a string of hits, songs like I Remember You, I'm Confessin', and many, many others. Well, I've known Frank for a number of years, and I contacted him, and I said, look, when I get the show running, do you want to come on? And he said, sure, I'd love to. I used to listen. And I went, wait a second, did you just say you used to listen? He said, yes. And he actually met Eddie Starts in the 1960s, and we talked about that as well, but I'm going to use that part for another show much later on. So sit back, enjoy, and I even surprised Frank during the over 2 hour interview, which I've had to cut down, with somebody from his hometown, which is rather humorous in itself. So without further waiting around, let's kick off with a little bit of Frank Ifield right now with the Lovesick Blues, a song that was a hit for him. here on the Happy Station and La Estación de la Alegría on 9955 kilohertz to North America.
I got a feeling cold or blue, Lord, since my baby said goodbye. And I don't know what I'll do. All I do is sit and cry. Oh, oh, Lord, that last long day she said goodbye. Lordy, when I thought I'm gonna cry. She'd do me, she'd do you. She's got that kind of loving. Lord, I love to hear it when she calls me sweet baby. Such a beautiful dream. I hate to think it's all over. I lost my heart, it seems. Well, I've grown so used to you somehow that I know nobody's sugar daddy now. And I'm alone. I got the lovesick blues. When I'm in love with a pretty little gal. That's what's the matter with me. When I'm in love with a pretty little gal. But she don't care about me. Well, I tried and I tried just to keep her satisfied. But she just would not stay. And now that she is leaving, this is all I can say. I got a feeling called a blue, Lord, since my baby said goodbye. And I don't know what I'll do. All I do is sit and cry. Oh, oh, Lord, that last long day she said goodbye. Bloody well, I thought I'm gonna cry. She'd do me, she'd do you. She'd got the kind of loving. Lord, I'd love to hear her when she called me sweet baby. Such a beautiful dream. I hate to think it's all over. I lost my heart, it seems. Well, I've grown so used to you somehow that I've known nobody's sugar daddy now. And I'm lonesome. I got the lovesick blues. Well, I'm lonesome. I got the lovesick blues.
Lovesick blues. Frank Ifield here on the Happy Station Show. And Frank Ifield is our special guest on this edition of the program. The interview that we did, by the way, was over 2 hours. And of course, I had to cut it down because, well, we only had 55 minutes. So other parts of the interview, for example, at one point we talked about the Happy Station because Frank used to listen to the Happy Station show in the 1960s and 1970s. And he met Eddie Starts in the mid-1960s when he went to Holland to do a tour. But we're not going to use that on this show, but a future show looking at Eddie Starts, and that's going to be coming up later on this year. Now, one of my first questions to Frank in that 2 hours, that began the whole 2 hours, I should say, was, well, the yodeling. Because his musical director and conductor and arranger, who was also the head of EMI's A&R department, Nori Paramore, who also had an orchestra of his own, I said to him, I said, okay, you came from Australia and you wanted to have a successful pop career. What was Nori Paramore's impression when you started yodeling on that first session? And this is what he had to say.
Well, I've got to tell you, he was absolutely gobsmacked. And the reason I say that is that what happened, Keith, was I had entered into a year's contract with them to release, I think it was 4 records in that year. Mm-hmm. I'd released a couple that made the bottom half of the charts, but if I wasn't going to come up with a biggie, my contract was going to be terminated.
Right.
And so what happened was I went against my manager, who told me at the time he didn't want me to yodel, and I thought, ah, to heck with this, because this is what I've been doing all these years, you say. But I only did a little bit. I just stuck a little bit of a yodel in it, and Nori Paramore looked at me, and his eyes went sideways, and he said, what's this? Now you've come up with the thing I've been looking for. Why haven't you done it before? And I said, well, my manager told me not to do it. So I was in a bit of a cleft stick at the time, mm-hmm. and I sang him this song, and he said, he remembered the song, of course, because it was a jazz classic. And Nori Paramore, being a jazz man himself, he used to work with a band called Pieces of Eight in England. And he, having heard and been very familiar with the song, suddenly heard me dropping chords and putting in different interpretations on the thing and singing it like a country song. And so then he said, listen, I'll tape it for what you're doing and I'll take it away. And that night he rang me and he said, Frank, I think we're onto something. This one has the jingle of money attached to it. And how right he was.
Well, you know, I was listening to a clip, actually, of you on a show called Australia's Hour of Song.
Oh, yes.
Which is actually up on the website, frankifield.com. And it's interesting because from the material that you were doing then to the stuff that you did when you went to the UK, it was very different in the way it was still country, but you also did a bit of jazz and a bit of pop music of that day. What was the reaction from people back home who were familiar with you doing, you know, the yodeling songs and the hillbilly songs? Did they go, oh, he's a hillbilly artist, he can never do, you know, a song by George Gershwin or whatever?
Yes, well, the thing was, but just before I left Australia to go to Britain, I was already doing, I was first on television with a show called Campfire Favourites. And on that particular show, although it was singing around the campfire, I did everything from Ave Maria to I Believe and all those wonderful songs, the ballads at the time. And so I'd had lots of experience in changing the styles of not just singing just country.
Mm-hmm.
I was well accepted in the country era, but people started to accept me for doing things with the huge orchestras and things like that. So when I got out to Britain, I'd had all that experience that I had here in Australia behind me, which is a godsend to me over there, because although they were not really sort of latched into what was what we term country music over here, in Britain, they weren't really au fait with that kind of music at all.
Mm-hmm.
So it was kind of fresh to them.
Frank, let's actually take a listen to one of your songs. Actually, it's the classic San Antonio Rose. Here's Frank Ifield.
Deep within my heart lies a melody, a song of old San Antonio, where in dreams I live, where the memory beneath the stars all alone. It was there I found, beside the Alamo, enchantment strange as the blue up above, the moonlit paths that only she would know, still hears my broken song of love. Moon in all its splendor, lips so sweet and tender, like petals falling apart. Speak to me again of my love, my own broken songs. Empty words I know still live in my heart all alone. For that moon by the Alamo, and rose my rose of San Antone, San Antone, San Antonio Rose.
San Antonio Rose, Frank Ifield, and Frank Ifield joins us on the line today. Frank, you know, it's funny. There was another memory of yours that I had. One day I was going on vacation with my parents, and we had an 8-track. Do you remember those, right?
Yes, I do.
And the 8-track, my mom put this 8-track in, and my dad's reaction was, ah, there he is, the man who can yodel to an opera.
I like it.
Now, the yodeling was a trademark of yours, right?
It did become a trademark, but as I say, because my manager told me not to yodel, I was just doing little breaks, voice breaks.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't until I actually did the London Palladium, which is the reason I went over to Britain in the first place. It wasn't to make records, it was that I wanted to play the Palladium. records I regarded pretty much as a sideline, and it turned out to be that records were the most important thing, and then I got the Palladium. And I couldn't ask for anything better than that first hour period at the Palladium, because it wasn't just doing the show, it was also a Royal Command performance.
Mm-hmm.
And what happened was the Queen Mum heard that I yodeled, and it was she just loved yodeling. And she sent a message around the back and asked me to yodel. So I got up on stage and I did one for her called She Taught Me to Yodel. And because it went over so well, I mean, let's face it, she took precedence over my manager at that time. And because it went over so well, we stuck it on the second record after I Remember You, which also sold a million, which was Lovesick Blues on the A side. That was the one that was the main one. But I put the other one on the flip side, you see, and both sides jumped up in the charts. But it was mainly because of the Queen Mum liking yodeling that really sort of got it so popular. And then it did become associated with me then.
Were you nervous at all? I mean, going from Australia to the UK to something like the London Palladium, I mean, were you like scared and petrified? Did you say, you know what, I've been doing this and, you know, back home for a while, I have enough confidence?
I got to tell you, because I was petrified, particularly when you have these big dreams here in Australia, wanting to play these big places and do tours and have hits and all that. Then when I got out there and you actually see these things materializing, it scares you half to death. I mean, suddenly, there you are, you've got to now prove it. You know what I mean? And it does scare you, yes.
Because you were actually one of the pioneers of bringing Australian music to, you know, to the UK and even to the US.
Yes, now, that I didn't know I was doing that. You know, I mean, I'm often reminded of that now. Like here in Australia, people say, you know, you were the pioneer, you did this and you did that. And I say to them, and quite rightly so, if you think about it, I didn't know I was pioneering.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know I was trailblazing. All I was doing was getting gigs and know, earning some money to put the bread on the table.
Well, last year I interviewed Tina Arena and I said to her, what do you think has been a big influence for Australian music around the world? And she mentioned groups like The Seekers.
Yes.
She mentioned Olivia Newton-John, and she also mentioned a singer my mum used to listen to, Frank Ifield.
God bless her. Actually, Tina Arena she started off here in a television series, and I did that television show with her. And I knew that she had that sort of talent at that time, because I'm pretty good at spotting good talent, you know.
Because you've been very busy with promoting talent.
Well, actually, it frustrated me when I got back here to Australia to see how much talent there was here.
Mm-hmm.
And it was such a frustration. I decided what we're going to do is we're going to run a big country music festival right in the city. And I've been running now for, 6 years?
Mm-hmm.
And it's gone on from strength to strength. And I thought, that's not enough. What we've got to do is I'll single one of them out.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that I think has got international potential. And I've been giving an award called the International Frank Ifield Spur Award to try and promote them overseas. And I've had a lot of success in doing that now, Keith, and it really gives me a great kick to see that some of the artists that I've promoted are now getting recognition overseas and starting to work, you know? And I gave one, in fact, last Thursday to a young lady called Donna Boyd. And she is just such a knockout performer. And I'm hoping that that's going to sort of get her worldwide recognition.
Right.
And it seems that I think that's going to happen for her.
Well, Frank, let's now take a listen to one of my favorite songs that you do, actually. It's Stardust from the Columbia LP, Portrait in Song.
Now the purple dusk of twilight time steals across the meadow of my heart. High up in the sky, the little stars climb, always reminding me that we're apart. You wander down the lane and far away, leaving me a song that will not die. Love is now the stardust of yesterday, the music of the years gone by. Sometimes I wonder why I spend my lonely nights dreaming of a song. The melody haunts my reverie, and I am once again with you. When our love was new, and each kiss an inspiration. Ago, and now my consolation is in the stardust of a song beside a garden wall. When stars are bright, you are in my arms. The nightingale tells his fairy tale of paradise where roses grow. Though I dream in vain, in my heart it will.
Stardust, Frank Ifield here on the Happy Station Show, a special edition of the program, as Frank is our guest on this show. And now time for the email address and postal address if you want to get in touch with us, because we'd love to hear from you. Now, first, our email. Our email address is very simple, pcj.happystation@gmail.com. Again, pcj.happystation@gmail.com. And if you send us a reception report by snail mail, you will also get the new Happy Station QSL card, and you will be qualified to enter the lucky draw to win one of two shortwave radios. They are both Sanjin radios. The models are the ATS-909 and the ATS-606. So to send your reception reports and to receive the QSL and to be entered into the lucky draw, the postal address is Happy Station, 8th floor, number 47, lane 31, section 1, Ban Chiao City, Taipei, Taiwan, ROC 22070. And I'll spell that for you. That's Happy Station, 8th floor, number 47, lane 31, that's L-A-N-E, section 1, SECTION, Section 1, Banqiao, BANCIAO, that's BANCIAO, Banqiao City, Taipei, Taiwan, ROC 22070. So send them in right now, and the lucky draw for the two shortwave receivers will be in the will actually be at the end of June. Let's now continue with our interview with Frank Ifield. Now, this was the moment I surprised him with a guest in the studio who's from his hometown in Australia, and she had some little interesting facts to bring up. Her name is Yvonne Lewis, and she's also a broadcaster. She's now back in Australia, but she was here in Taipei when we recorded this interview just about 6 days ago. So what did Yvonne have to bring up?
Frank Ifield used to live in Carters Road, Dural.
I did indeed.
So did my mother.
Oh, isn't my that mother's amazing?
My mother's family are the Henderson family. You were at school. You were in the same class as brother Barry Henderson. This is going back a long time.
I remember because I went down to school down here at a little school called Dural Primary School.
That's right. The little local school. And in the classroom, my mother came from a very large family. There was about 7 children in the family. She was one of the older kids. But the kids your age were Barry and Bobby and young Janice, who was very fond of you.
Now, isn't that a lovely story?
Now.
let me just tell the listeners and tell Keith that Dural in those days, and we're talking back in about 1948.
Yes, in early 50s, yes.
And up to the early 50s. Mm. And Dural at that time, you would be lucky really to have had about sort of maybe 2 dozen families in the whole
Absolutely.
Of
and the Henderson family were one of the farming families of
I
the area.
I remember the Henderson family, isn't that funny? That's lovely.
No, well, actually I was talking to another chap yesterday, Terence Egan. He's another Australian. Now, he had a great story about his grandmother, Mrs. Berg, his grandmother from Bow Desert, Queensland. That's just outside of Brisbane.
Yes.
Now, she had a china cabinet in her lounge room, of course, with all her best crockery, her best ornaments. Now, in there was a photograph of her boyfriend. It was there during the 60s and the 70s. Now, she told everybody that young man in the photograph was her boyfriend. It was actually a photo of you that she'd cut off the fantails packet. So Mrs. Berg of Queensland had your photograph. Now, her grandson, Terence, said that he believes the photograph lasted in the cabinet for up to 30 years. And I don't think she was the only one. I think that throughout Australia, there are people of an older age group that still treasure the photographs cut off the fantail packet of young
lovely
Frank Ifield.
Yvonne, and I haven't met up with you yet, have I?
No, you haven't.
In fact, you actually went out on a date together in 1950.
I know.
Well, that is lovely. Yvonne, we must get together at some time. Oh,
well,
I'd love to be able to say well, you.
You're doing the Galston Festival, aren't you? That's
we do it every year.
Yes.
And we do it on the second Sunday in September.
Oh, okay. Well, if I come down there. Yes,
would love to meet you.
Well, the Henderson family moved from Dural to Castle Hill. That's, you know, that's why they kept in great touch with you. But even as this was your past, you know, you were only, I think you were, well, under 14. I think you did your TV performance at 13. Even though you went off overseas and made big, still there in the hearts of the Dural residents and the Henderson family was young Frank Ifield.
Frankie Ifield.
Little Frankie Ifield.
That's why they don't recognise me now, probably.
Ah, daybreak, another new day. The mist on the meadow is drifting away. For it's daybreak, the sun's in the sky, and the flowers break through their blanket of dew. Sunrise, how lovely it seems, just to see from my window
there's a sky full of dreams. And as the white clouds sail on through the blue, yeah, at daybreak, I daydream of you. At daybreak, another new day. The mist on the meadow is drifting away. For it's daybreak, the sun's in the sky, and the flowers break through a little blanket of you. Yeah, 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 yeah. Sunrise, how lovely it seems just to see from my window. There's a sky full of dreams. And as the white clouds sail on through the blue, yeah, at daybreak, baby, I daydream of you. A sunrise, how lovely it seems just to see from my window. Not a sky full of dreams. And as the white clouds sail on to the blue, yeah, I daybreak, baby, I daydream of you.
Daybreak, Frank Ifield. From 1963, Frank joins us on the line from Australia, all the way down under. What's the weather like over there?
It's very hot at the moment. You wouldn't believe we're coming into autumn. It's still very hot from the sun. We've had a dreadful summer here, I've got to be honest with you. It's been so dry, you know. But it's just started. We have had a few weeks of rain, which has helped to sort of boost the reservoirs up a bit. But it's still very low. Keith, you know that song you just played, Daybreak?
Mm-hmm.
That has been a favorite of mine since I first heard it. And if I tell you who I first heard it from, it dates right back to about 1957, I think, 56 or 57. And it was Al Hibbler.
That's
and
right.
If you remember Al Hibbler, you'll remember him for things like, what was that beautiful song he did, Unchained Melody. And I recorded that one as well because I was so into Al Hibbler singing. He was so unique in his styling. And I recorded quite a few of his songs. But that was one of them because he was a blind man. And it particularly appealed to me because he was singing about the color of daybreak.
Well, let me ask you, Frank, I mean, when you were growing up, what kind of music were your parents listening at home? Like, did that have an influence on you?
My father used to love to listen to Bing Crosby. And, of course, we had lots of the songs of the time that my mum used to listen to, and she influenced me greatly too. And she loved Rosemary Clooney, and so did I. You know, I thought she was a wonderful artist.
Come on to my house, in my house,
yeah,
I'm gonna give you.
But my favourites at the time were people like Frankie Lane. I did adore Frankie Lane. I thought he was just tremendous. And I still do. I listen to Frankie Lane up and down. It takes me right back to those days. I just loved his songs. And because there was a lot of wonderful performers of that time. Tennessee Ernie Ford, do you remember him?
16 Tons, right?
Hey, you've got a good memory.
Now, Frank, you went from Australia to England and then back to Australia, right?
Yes. Now, you make it sound like that all happened very quickly. It didn't really. I was actually 3 years in England trying to crack it, I remember you, of course, my first thought was to make a world tour, which would include getting back to Australia and getting back to my family. And every year from then on, I always came back over here to Australia and did a tour here, and went back to England again. And it was only about 8 years ago that I actually came back here to live. And I got remarried because I ended up having a divorce in England, and then I came out here and I got remarried to an English girl again. Would you believe an English girl in Australia? Complicated, isn't it?
It sounds like it could be an episode of Neighbours.
But I love living back out here again, and I've enjoyed being here. But I do miss my friends that I made in Britain too. So I'm hoping to get the situation where I go back out there every year again out to Britain. And so far I've been lucky, and I do hope that I can continue going out there, you know, every year, just to touch base with all of my friends and people I know over there, both not just in the business. I have a lot of friends outside of the business as well. And I do miss them.
At the Royal York in downtown Toronto, where you performed the last time I was in Toronto, in the lobby of the hotel, they have pictures of all the people that have performed there through the years, and your picture is up there.
Right. I wonder how old I was then. Yes, I used to go over there fairly regularly to do tours, I only ever played Toronto.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to get round to the other places, but I only ever seemed to find time to do Toronto, because Toronto always used to book me for 2 weeks at a time.
Right.
So there was never enough time to do anywhere else, so it was very difficult.
Well, let me ask you, Frank, about a TV appearance that you did in the 60s on, at the time, which was the most popular TV show in the U.S., The Ed Sullivan Show, which they've actually repackaged some of the episodes and they're syndicating them around the world. What was that like for you?
Well, it was fantastic, because you only had to sing a song on that show, and the following week it was in the charts. And it did help me tremendously from that point of view, just to make an appearance on the Ed Sullivan Show. And I did probably about half a dozen of those shows over the years.
Mm-hmm.
And he was just marvelous to me, really, because, but he's one of these people you never knew quite what was going to happen. I remember doing a Christmas show with him, and I got up and I sang, Out of Nowhere was the song I sang. And it was the first time I'd performed that particular song on that show. And he didn't tell me that, being a Christmas show, I was going to be required to sing a Christmas song. And he just suddenly threw it on me. And I said, oh yes. And I dressed off and I got a guitar and I came on and I did Mary's Boy Child, which is about the only Christmas song that came into my head right away to sing. And the orchestra came and followed it beautifully. And I thought, well, isn't that wonderful?
Because that was live television.
Chance. Sorry?
That was live television.
Oh, yes. And anything could happen. And he made sure it did.
How do you choose your songs, Frank?
They come from all sorts of directions, actually. I suppose you could call it a natural ear for, well, things that I like particularly, you know. And it just so happens they turned out to be reasonably commercial at the same time. But I've always had a desire to sing good music with good lyrics. I've never been able to get up and do a gobbledygook song. You know? I mean, there are hundreds and thousands of them today, and I hear them and I think, oh gosh, I could never have done that in a million years.
Well, Frank, thank you so much to talk to us this afternoon. You're definitely a legend in music, and it's really an honor to actually have you on our show.
Keith, it's been a pleasure, my friend. I've really enjoyed talking to you both, actually, because you're so inspiring, and I really enjoyed it. And we must do it again, eh? Thank you very much, Keith, and thank you, Yvonne.
Thank you. Okay. Bye-bye.
Runs away with the day. The grass that was green is now hay. The world goes around without even a sound, and it looks like the summer is over. The rains tumble down from the sky. Young swallows have learned how to fly. The leaves that were green are no longer so green, and it looks like the summer is over. The sun and the moon take turns in the sky. The days drift on by. Far away now is June. The birds fly away to the sun. The leaves
touch the ground one by one. The breeze hurries by without even goodbye, and it looks like the summer is over. The sun and the moon take turns in the sky. The days drift on by too soon. The meadows are kissed by cool autumn mist. Far away now is June. The birds fly away to the sun. The leaves touch the ground one by one. The breeze hurries by without even goodbye, and it looks like the summer is over. And it looks like the summer is over. Yes, it looks like the summer is over.
That was The Summer is Over, Frank Ifield, here on the Happy Station Show. And just to let you know, now we've only used part of the over 2-hour interview that we did. The full interview, unedited, will be uploaded as a podcast later on, and I'll announce when I will do that. So if you want to hear the full thing, you'll be able to download it as a podcast and listen to it when you want. In fact, we talked about so many different things, and as I mentioned earlier, I was really surprised to find out that Frank used to listen to the Happy Station in the 1960s and 70s, and even met Eddie Starts when he went to Holland to perform. And we talked about that for a few minutes. We didn't use it today because I want to use that for an upcoming edition of Happy Station, looking at Eddie Starts. So that is going to be much later on in the future, but I'll tell you more about that when we get closer to that date. Now, I just want to let you know again our email address. It's pcj.happystation@gmail.com. That's pcj.happystation@gmail.com. And of course, you're more than welcome to send in a recorded message to be used on the show. Now, today's show, we didn't, not for this transmission, not for 15 hours UTC, but for 1 hour UTC, we used some. Only because for 15 hours, we had the Frank Ifield interview, and it's a bit of a special program. But they were used earlier on the show. So do send them in. You can send them in many different formats. Wave is probably probably too big to send for most people, but MP3 is the best, and they will be used on the show. You have up to like 1 minute, and it could be a greeting for Happy Station listeners, or it could be a memory of when you first started listening to the Happy Station. So do send those along. Now, a few people have contacted me saying, well, I don't have any way to record it at home on my laptop. Well, don't worry, because if you want, you can also send it on tape, on cassette, by snail mail, and they can still be used. So you can send it many different ways. Now, if you do want to post it to us, at the same time, send in your reception report to receive the Happy Station QSL card and to be entered into a lucky draw to win one of two shortwave radios that I'm giving away to two lucky people later on at the end of June. The snail mail address is, and I know it's long, but I'll explain to you something in a moment. The address is Happy Station, 8th floor, number 47, lane 31, section 1, Banqiao City, Taipei, Taiwan, ROC 22070. Once again, Happy Station, 8th floor, number 47, lane 31, section 1, Taipei, Taiwan, ROC 22070. Now, if you couldn't write that down for whatever reason, if you go to the website for Radio Miami International, which is www.wrmi.net, www.wrmi.net, on the front page, you'll come up with all the programs that they're running. Click on Happy Station, and you will find the address there. Now, somebody said, well, this address is like so long. It uses up so much airtime and everything. Yes, there is going to be a P.O. box that I've applied for. Now, the reason why I didn't have it right away, I have to explain to you. Now, here in Taiwan, a lot of people, for obviously, you can tell the addresses are sometimes long. This one is actually quite short compared to some other addresses that I know. Are like a whole novel in some cases. So a lot of people apply for P.O. box numbers. Now, the local post station just around the corner from us is in the process of expanding because there are no more P.O. boxes available. So the new P.O. boxes will be available soon, and I'm in like the first 100 people that applied, so I'll be getting one right away. So when I get that, I will pass it along to you, so it will be a lot easier. But for the time being, use this one, and if you couldn't write it down, go to the WRMI website and click on Happy Station, and you'll find some information about the show and broadcast times, and the address is right at the top, as well as the email. So, there you go. Okay, now, time for more music. Now, what would this show be like? Now, we just had an Australian on the show. Well, half Australian. Of course, there's one song that we do have to play. No. It's not Rolf Harris' Timey Kangaroo Down. It is, in fact, Waltzing Matilda. Here's Frank Ifield, Waltzing Matilda, on the Happy Station.
Hey, what's a dollar swagman camp by a billabong under the shade of a coolabah tree? He sang as he watched and he waited till his belly boiled. Here come a waltzing Matilda with me. Sing!
Waltzing Matilda, waltzing Matilda, you come a waltzing Matilda with me.
And he laughed and he sang as he waited till his belly boiled. Here come a waltzing Matilda with me. To drink from the billabong, hop jumped the swagman and he gobbled him with glee. He stuck the jolly jumbuck into his old sucker bag. You come a waltzing Matilda with me once more now.
Waltzing Matilda, waltzing Matilda, you come a waltzing Matilda with me.
And he sang as he watched and he waited till his billy boiled. You come a waltzing Matilda with me. Squatter mounted on his thoroughbred, up rode the troopers, 1, 2, 3. Where's that jolly jumbuck that you've got in your tucker bag? Here come a waltzing Matilda with me. Sing!
Waltzing Matilda, waltzing Matilda, you'll come a waltzing Matilda with me.
And he sang as he watched and he waited till his belly boiled. Here come a waltzing Matilda with me. Swagman and he sprang into the billabong. You'll never take me alive, said he. This song can be heard when you pass by the billabong. Here come a waltzing Matilda with me. Everybody now,
waltzing Matilda, waltzing Matilda, here come a waltzing Matilda with me.
And he laughed and he sang as you sat by the billabong. Here come a waltzing Matilda with me. You'll come a waltzing Matilda with me.
Frank Ifield and Waltzing Matilda here on the Happy Station Show. And like I said earlier, you can hear the full unedited version, which is over 2 hours long. But there's a lot of fun stuff in there as well that we couldn't use on the transmission, of course, because of time. But it will be uploaded as a podcast, so you'll be able to hear it the full thing whenever you want to, and I will announce when I will be uploading it. Now, we still have a few minutes, and there's one thing actually I definitely want to get to, because last week when I went to open the mailbox, I was taking out the letters and there was a package. Now, the package didn't look that unusual. It was an ordinary package that you use to send something overseas with, except the package made an odd noise. The noise was this. No, it's not a maracas. A listener in France by the name of Lise Bolduc, who lives in France, sent along these candies. She is originally from New Brunswick. Her husband is French, and she's now been living in France for over 30 years. And she sent these candies along because she said when she heard that the Happy Station was coming back, she had to tune in, and she did, and she heard the program, the first show, in fact, on shortwave, which I was very surprised about, but apparently the transmission at 15 hours UTC does make it away across Europe at a very early hour. And she sent these candies along to Tom in the 1980s, and she said, maybe I would like to have them as well. And I do. They're absolutely delicious. And we've been munching away at them here in the studio during today's program. And my technician, Kevin Lee, says it is the tastiest thing that he's ever had. They're very unusual. I don't even know how you describe the flavor. Kind of like black licorice, but sweeter and a bit... what do you call it? Acidic-y, a bit lemony, very unusual taste, but very delightful, very delightful. So thank you very much. So your QSL card is on the way. And I want to thank you, of course, for getting up at like 5 or 6 o'clock in the morning to listen. Whoa, you're so fortunate that you can do that. I myself personally cannot wake up at that time of day. It is just impossible. I'm pretty much a night person, so 5-6 o'clock in the morning for me is very, very difficult. So I want to thank you for being able to do that, and please let me know how you do it, because I can drink a full pot of coffee, it doesn't matter, I still can't wake up at that hour of the day. So once again, if you want to get in touch with us, please do. The postal address you can find out on the WRMI website, and you're also more than welcome to send an email at pcj.happystation@gmail.com. But of course, if you send a snail mail with your reception reports, you'll be entered into the lucky draw to win one of two shortwave radios. One is a Sanjen ATS-909, and the other is also a Sanjen ATS-606. So we'll be announcing the winners at the end of June. So get in touch. I'd love to hear from you. The next to do edition of Happy Station will be on April 22nd. Now, I want to tell you one thing. Next week, on the 15th of April, you can catch the rebroadcast of this show again at 1 and 15 hours UTC on 9955 kilohertz. On April 22nd, we will not be here at 1 hour UTC, because of a special Earth Day program from the United Nations. But we'll be on at 15 hours GMT, and then the following week after that, we'll be back on both transmissions. Okay, that's all we have time for. So, until next time, friends, so long. Auf Wiedersehen. Au revoir. Adios, amigos. And sayonara.